Here's the thought I'll title The First Line, The First Paragraph. You know the importance of the first line in a novel or a short story. Writers understand perfectly well that that first line sets the stage for everything that follows, and they spend considerable amount of time crafting that first line. Matter of fact, there's a whole hilarious website about first lines of bad novels, like It Was a Dark and Stormy Night. The reason the first line can be parodied on that website is because everybody knows it's such an important and big deal. If we look at the first line or that first paragraph of text in a novel or a short story, it seems that all the subsequent pages are often either a confirmation or a refutation of that first line. At the very least, an explanation of it. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. Or one of my favorites, all happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Or who could forget, it is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Or more recently, Mr. and Mrs. Dursley of Number 4 Privet Drive were proud to say that they were perfectly normal, thank you very much. First lines can be magical. They can be memorable. They can be almost the reason you want to read the rest of the book. Well, how does this pertain to photography? I think it does perfectly well. The first image in your project, whether that's a Seeing in Sixes project or a book of 150 images, the first image sets the tone. If it does its job right, it can get people excited to see the rest of the images. The same could be said of the title of our project or the first paragraph of the introductory text or the artist statement. A good way I like to visualize this is that row of dominoes that are ready to tip over. Nothing happens until the first domino falls, and then, as a consequence of that first domino, all the other ones down the line have their moment when they tip over too. The same thing happens in a photography project. If the first image doesn't set the tone for the rest of the project, if it doesn't start the ball rolling, if it doesn't provide some sort of motivation or curiosity or incentive, it's really missed an opportunity to make more than a substantial contribution to the book or the photographic project. This is why the image that goes on the dust jacket is so critically important, or the image that goes on the frontispiece that's the left-hand side of the page that's usually the title page of the book on the right. The first image people see when they walk inside the gallery, that's the one that sets the stage. We've always referred to that here in Lenswork as the button image, and we are very, very careful about which image we use as the one on the title of each portfolio. It's underneath the title in text, then there's that first image. That first image is so critically important. It's not the end-all and be-all. You can still have a good project if your first image doesn't do its job as well as it could. But if it does its job as well as it could, it makes the rest of the portfolio more accessible to the viewer, more anticipated by the viewer. It has a very important role. So when you're working on your project, you're selecting your images and sequencing them and etc., pay particular attention to the first image and the first line of text that people will read either in your title, subtitle, or paragraph, because they are in a position of power, and they can either launch a project with tremendous vitality, or they can start with a sleepy yawn, in which case that opportunity is lost and the rest of the project might suffer.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.